My, it's so good to be with y'all today. I know that our family up north is experiencing a lot of snow. Well, a lot of good things can happen with the snow. You can build you a good fire and sit around by the stove, or you can put on a lot of clothes, go outside, scoop you up some snow, and make some snow ice cream. Or you can stay by the fire, around the stove, and you can start thanking God for everything He's given us.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki and I, we just want to say, God bless you.
Yes.
So good to have a family up in West Virginia. So good to have a family in Salt Springs. Every day we're getting to meet more people and we're witnessing for the Lord. Excuse me. And we're happy to tell them the good news that this is the time in my lifetime. This is the time to show the world and to even show Jesus that we love our Savior.
Amen.
We love our Heavenly Father. And we're going to hang in there no matter what happens. We're going to be like old Job. Job didn't understand. He hadn't done anything wrong. A lot of us hadn't done anything wrong. Yet we're suffering the consequences of sin all around us. But we have the strength of our God and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To stand up and be counted, because we are soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Yes, we are.
And you know how you defeat hatred and bitterness? Not with a knife or a gun or of violence. Love conquers
all
things. Oh, Pastor Nikki and I've had a good day today. We've just enjoyed being together and talking to some of our friends and just going back. What do you call it when you go back?
Remembering.
Well, remembering, yes. But they call it something else, but
reminiscing.
Reminiscing. That's right. Reminiscing of what God has done in our life. All of you today, you need to just sit down and start thinking about when you needed God, when you really was in a bind, God has always come through for you, hasn't He?
Yes, He has.
Absolutely, He has. Whatever God has done for you, He's done it because He loves you and He has a plan for your life.
Amen.
Oh, I just love Him today.
Amen.
I love my Lord. I love my Savior. I love my Father. And I'm thankful for the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that has brought me this far since I've been born again. And you know what? God's Spirit is going to take you all the way. You got to trust in God. You got to live for Jesus.
Amen.
I want to pray today. Pastor Nikki's got a wonderful message, I'm sure, today. I want to pray that God will comfort you.
Amen.
The God of all comfort. That His face would shine upon you. And Jesus' peace would be with you. Heavenly Father, there's so much going on. My head sometimes is just in a spin.
Amen.
When I see the evil around us and how evil abounds everywhere. But I'm reminded that where evil is, much more of your grace is and your strength. And God, I lift up those that are tired and weary. For those in health care that's watching over the sick and the dying. They come home every day. And Lord, they go back and they come home. Lord, I just pray that when they come home, they can find the love and peace from their spouse that they deserve.
Amen.
And I pray, Lord, for those that feel like there's no hope. We're all going through a mighty big change, Father God. And I know it's because we have walked away from you that we have grown too comfortable as Christians. And I know that the lost look at us, and when they don't see us living with hope and strength and your grace and your power and your glory, that they have nothing left to look to.
Amen.
Except drugs or alcohol or even suicide. Now, God, we're praying right now today. We're praying for those that feel like that you've deserted them, God. We know you have not. And I pray for the sick. I pray for those that are afflicted. And Lord, I pray for our friend, for Tammy's boyfriend. God, that was in the wreck head on. They had to cut him out. And all his broken bones, that he would draw nigh to you.
Amen.
Lord, we pray right now that you would touch those that are depressed, those that are suffering anxiety, for us to realize that our true goal is to serve you.
Amen.
Because this life is temporary. And there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I pray for the lost. I pray for the lost in our families. I pray for the backslidden. I pray, God, for those that are living in darkness. Bring them out to the light, God. Cleanse and purge them. Cleanse them from all their iniquities. And let us realize that we're almost home.
Amen.
That your return is so close. I may even see it in my lifetime, and I've become an old man. God, I love you. Whether I go in the rapture or by the grave, I'm Amen. Going to heaven.
Amen.
And I pray that for those today. For all over this world, especially our family. And God bless our family at Indian Meadows. Lord, touch them and strengthen them. Only a couple months and we'll all be together again. But we may not have a couple months left.
That's right.
Let us fight. Fight evil and love our God and Savior.
And one another.
Yes, Pastor Nikki. And forgive us of our sins. We love you and we praise you. Now bless our time together, I pray. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken on Calvary. Even me. search through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life blood for even me. He left the Father with all his riches, calmness sweet and serene, came down from heaven and gave his life blood to make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, what a Savior! Was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life blood for even me. Death's chilly water I'll be crossing. His hand will lead me safe or I'll join the chosen in that great city and sing up there. What a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life blood for even me.
Amen.
What a Savior.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
amen.
What a Savior.
What a Savior is right. And that last line, death's chilly waters, I'll soon be crossing. You know, one thing this COVID virus has done for the world is to make all of us think about eternity, make us think that we're only human and that one day we are going to die. And what comes after our death? Is that all there is? Just be buried in the ground and that's the end of our lives? No, I know better than that. The Lord has shown me that He has planned an eternity to have us together in the family, to be one with Him, and to just have an eternity of love and joy and peace, all the things that we long for here on earth. And we as human beings have been trying to push for that, push for peace, push for unity, but man can't make it. No, we need a Savior. We need one that,
yes,
the one who came, Jesus, the Messiah, who came to die for our sin. And as we turn toward Him on the cross and say, Jesus, forgive me, I'm a sinner. I thank You for coming in the flesh. God, come in the flesh to die for me, to take my judgment for my sin in Your body on the tree. And as we believe we're born again, as we surrender our lives to Jesus, we're born again of the Spirit, and we can be assured of that eternal life, that when we die physically, we will be with the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
And that's why the Lord put it on my heart to share with you today the scriptures that Paul recorded and that were written in the book of Thessalonians. He wrote to them and he said that the day of the Lord is coming. You know, from the minute that Jesus rose from the dead, showed himself to many people that he was alive, and then the disciples saw him rise up from the ground and rise up to heaven, they were looking for his return from that time forward. And Paul said, he is coming. Don't forget. Don't lose hope. That day is coming. People today are even saying, oh, thousands of years ago they were saying that, looking for the day of the Lord for Jesus to return. It's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Well, we'd better be thinking about it, because Jesus is coming for those who love him, for those who have turned their hearts over to him, for those who are believing and trusting in his salvation, who are trusting in his love and his provision, that he's going to take care of us, that he's going to see us right to the end. We don't have to fear death if we are in Christ. I am in Christ. Pastor Buck is in Christ, and we know that so many of you that are listening today are in him. Yes. You are abiding in him. You are allowing his Spirit to teach you, to show you the way, to guide and direct your lives as to what you can do today for the kingdom of God, that you will have fruit to present to the Lord Jesus on that day. And he will say, come on in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yes.
I want to be a good and faithful servant, don't you?
Amen.
I want to be listening spiritually to what the Spirit is saying to me, where he'd have me go, what he'd have me say, how he'd have me act, and bring glory to my Father. And then, on that day, wow, what a day that will be. Paul says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. They were wondering probably about those who had died and had been buried. He said, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, do you believe that Jesus died and rose again? There's more proof of that than that Caesar Napoleon died. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go before them which are asleep. So first of all, the dead are going to be raised to be with the Lord forever. And then those of us that are here on earth are going to go up with the Lord too. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. That means you must be in Christ in order to rise first at this first resurrection. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. They say that's the rapture. We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Wow, that'll be exciting, won't it? Wow. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So Pastor Buck and I come to you today to comfort you in these times when things are hard, when many of our friends and loved ones are dying of various diseases, of various problems, cancer, heart, heart problems, the COVID, other flu, pneumonia, lung problems, all kinds of things people are dying of. And we're having to say goodbye to those that we love here on earth. But Paul is saying, don't sorrow completely. Those that are in Christ are going to rise first from the dead to meet the Lord in the air. And then those of us here on earth are going to rise to meet the Lord in the air. How wonderful. What hope we all have. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, those of you that are believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus for salvation, you are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Beloved, the Lord wants us to be watching and waiting.
Yes.
And he wants us to be about his business also. I want to have something to present to the Lord on that day, don't you? I want to abide in the power of the Spirit, and the Spirit will open doors. The Spirit will lead me where the Lord Jesus wants me to go and tell others the good news. Pastor Buck and I are doing that every evening here on Facebook at 5:00, and we pray that you'll share this with others and tell others to listen in. No telling who might tune in that doesn't know the Lord Jesus yet, that doesn't realize there is an eternity to be had, that they will live forever, one place or another, either with the Lord Jesus in heaven or in hell. And the Lord doesn't want any to perish. And so he is sending out us Christians into the world to tell people to look to the Lord Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to be born again.
Right.
There is no other way to have eternal life, to be with God the Father forever and ever, except through his Son, God come in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as a friend of mine calls him, Yahweh. She loves to call him Yahweh. He is the great I Am, the one who God the Father used to create the world, to speak the world into being. The book of John says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
And that Word was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
43 years ago, the Lord showed me that he was the way, that I needed him, that he had died on that cross to forgive me of my sin. I pray, beloved, today that you will remember what the Lord has done for you, how far he has brought you, that you will be encouraged in what he has done in your life and in the lives of others here in the scripture. I pray that you're in the Word and seeing what the Lord did for the Israelites, brought them out of Egypt. They had manna in the desert, in the wilderness. Their shoes didn't wear out the years that they tramped through the wilderness. They had water out of a rock. They saw the Red Sea parted. Oh, they just saw miracle after miracle after miracle. and some even doubted after that. Beloved, let us not be like those that fell back, that doubted, that wanted to go back to Egypt. Let's march forward. Let's look forward. Let's set our vision on things above. Let's hope in that return of Jesus to come for us. He promised, and what he promises will happen. Yeah. Everything else has come true in the Word, and his coming again for us is true. Let us be busy about his work. He has given us of his Spirit. Let's not sit back and be complacent. Let's not wish for the things we had before. Even if we lose everything, even if we lose our homes, we lose our bank accounts, no matter what, let's bear the good news throughout the land wherever we find ourselves. Think about the Lord coming for us. Think about eternity. Think about the souls that will be lost if we don't tell them the way. Oh, the Amen. Lord just wants us to be busy about his work. He wants to say, look at my children. They believe and they trust and they're willing to give up their lives for the gospel. They take up that cross daily. They follow hard after me. They read the word. They pray. They fast. They do whatever it takes to bring about the kingdom of God in the souls, in the hearts of men. Oh, beloved, let's be watching and waiting for that day. Let's comfort one another, and let's be watching and waiting for our precious Savior. Oh, what a Savior, what a Lord, that he would come, that he would leave his riches in glory. He would leave the side of his Father, Father God, and yes. come to earth as a baby. Can you imagine a helpless baby, God come in the flesh to pay the price for the sin of the whole world, to be a perfect sacrifice, which was necessary in order to have our sins forgiven. Beloved, I pray that you'll continue to believe. Those that are not sure of their salvation, grab a hold of the truth of the Scriptures. Lean on them. Trust what Jesus said. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. If you'll come to me, if you'll just trust in me, I will save you. I will Yes. keep you right to the end. I will help you even in death. We don't need to fear death. We only need to hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Buck, would Great. You close us?
Amen. What a good Amen. Word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for your word.
Thank you.
I celebrate your goodness, oh God.
Amen.
I celebrate your Thank goodness, you, great,
yes, yes.
and greatly is to be you. Praised, the Lord Amen. God of our salvation.
Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for your word.
Today I want to give you the invitation, if you're not born again. I want to give you the invitation that God wants you to be with Him. Jesus can make that possible.
Amen.
And only Jesus can make that possible.
That's right.
The preacher can't do it. There's no amount of money. There's nothing, no amount of hard work. Nothing anybody can do.
Amen.
But only Jesus. And he did what he needed to do because he loves you, sinner.
Yes.
He loves you. And I want to say, if God is speaking to your heart today, respond with a positive response and say, I believe.
Yes.
Jesus,
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
I believe that you paid the price for my sins.
Amen.
And you died for me. And you rose again. You defeated death. And you prepared a home for me. And there's going to be a new heaven and new earth.
Amen.
And that holy city is coming down from God to hover over the new earth
Amen.
And heaven.
Amen.
I want to be in that number, Lord. Save me from a devil's hell.
Amen.
And make it possible for me to be with you. I will turn from my sin. I repent. and I will follow you.
Yes.
I praise God if you've done that today.
Amen.
You know, this
rejoicing.
This live streaming will go on for years after we're gone. You'll be able to click on YouTube or somewhere to see this message today. So that's why I clapped. I might not be around. But I tell you what, my spirit and soul will be coming back with Jesus.
Amen.
To take you up.
Yes. Meet you in the air.
Praise the Lord. And those two grave sites, those three grave sites in Keystone Heights, I've got me in the middle. My first wife, the kid's mama, on one side, and Nikki be on the other side.
That's right.
I'm in the middle. And those graves are going to roll open. And the spirit and souls that come back with Jesus, their bones is going to be changed to an immortal body.
Amen.
What a day.
He'll put flesh back on them.
Oh, it'll be a glorified body.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
But please think about eternity.
Yes.
This is only the beginning, folks. This is the beginning of sorrows.
That's right.
Perilous times Jesus talked about. I know we want to think things are going to get better. But you know what? Don't be disillusioned. The Word of God said things will get worse and worse. The plagues will come. Pestilence. Nature will go crazy. There'll be earthquakes. There'll be fires and famine and pestilence and plagues.
War.
And war.
More war.
War.
Yeah.
I'm saying to you today, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get right or get left.
Mm.
Oh, please. And Christian, it's about time we all wake up and realize that we've been in a comfort zone.
Yes.
And we have, we've put more emphasis on earthly things and people than we have our Lord and Savior. That made it possible for us to have eternal life.
That's right.
And the one that blesses us with everything we have. We went to the post office a little while ago. We got in our church van. I noticed where the water's leaking and coming down on. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Amen.
And Christian, it's about time that we woke up. And realize what life is all about for us. It's to glorify our Father in heaven and spread the good news. Maybe it'll be just taking somebody and buying them a cup of coffee and telling them the Lord loves them.
Yes.
We all can do something. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
That's right.
We're going to close with this song today. I thank God for you watching. And I just praise God that there is a God.
Amen.
And I thank Him that there is a Savior. And there's no other name given to man whereby we must be saved than the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I speak that name pretty regular all day long.
Amen.
And when I wake up at night, Jesus. Jesus, I need you. I love you. Please accept my little pitiful love. I love you. I love you. But the Bible says it's not because we love Him. It's because He loved us.
That's right.
Thank you. He even gives us the love to love Him back with. We're going to close with this song. This real old song written many years ago. It's called Father Alone. Hope to see you tomorrow about 5 o'clock. We just pray the best for you. May the Lord's face shine upon you from this time forth and forevermore. May the Lord give you peace. May the Lord touch you in a mighty way. Because He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Tempted and tried, we're awake to wander.
hear your enemies, folks.
Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely.
Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand.
Love you. Jesus loves you. Bye for now.